This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So the Cheez-Its, I love Cheez-Its, they're teaming up with, this is real, they're teaming up with the Vineyard to make a box that is half Cheez-Its and half wine. It's real. People in the store are like, gross, I'll take a dozen boxes.
You're a wine enthusiast. What do they call those, winos? Is that what you call wine enthusiasts?
Sometimes. what time of night is it?
Is that appealing, Cheez-Its and wine?
I have curled up with a bottle of wine and, what was it? Not Cheetos. I haven't eaten Cheetos since I was 20. It was some,
good that you have a specific age.
It was some idiotic snack that ended up being fabulous with wine.
Oh, really?
Well, oh, yeah. Something. Yeah, it was really good, and it might have been Cheez-Its.
You know what I ate last night just because it was there?
Huh.
A salted nut roll. It was a candy bar. Why would a grown man eat a candy bar?
Just because it was where? Like a convenience store or what?
I went to get something out of the cupboard, and there was one.
You thought, well,
just unwrapped.
Don't mind if I do. Did you do this with your fingers? Ooh, I say.
Oh.
Perhaps I shall.
Okay, so it's an historic day.
Listen to him. You heard his soul die right there, folks. Did you hear that? Well, it's a historic day.
We've actually been reminding ourselves with pep talks throughout the show. People are just tuning in. They haven't heard all this. They're not tired of it. So let's go, people.
Right.
Let's bring the enthusiasm, right? But if you've been doing this for 4 hours or whatever, which we practically have, you know, there's a certain sameness to it. Robert Mueller testifying about his report in Washington, D.C. There's two congressional hearings today. One of them's not over. That's the Judiciary Committee. And then they got the whole House Intelligence Committee with Adam Schiff's show, which
is got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen.
Oh, it's like a pencil.
And they're all loaded for bear to make news themselves.
Yeah.
A whole nother Mueller. I feel bad for Mueller. We actually got this text. Okay. Maybe, I don't know if it's the headline, but one of the headlines out of this thing. The Mueller report is Mueller's name as a guy that people respected and felt was nonpartisan.
Right.
How much of the report he did is a great question now.
Right.
Because he is past his sharp years.
And he's either done a poor job or was constrained from answering very well questions about his objectivity and partisanship and the rest of it. He's done a very poor job of parrying that suggestion from Republicans that he is biased. Now, some of that, again, stuff he can't talk about because there are ongoing investigations. But, you know, the Democrats are obviously trying to build the case that the president did obstruct and he should be impeached. And I wish them luck. Republicans are trying to say the report's biased and cleared him anyway.
Well, how about, yeah, you can make this argument. Okay, Mueller's not biased. He's got a long record of being a good steward of American righteousness or whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any difference. He wasn't running this show.
Right.
There's all these people underneath him that we know a lot of them were biased. That's
right.
The argument you can now make.
Well, and was it Jim Jordan or Louis Gohmert who was so aggressive and so strong on that tack? But again, your bottom line is it's not going to change many people's minds. It's fun to argue about.
We got this text. Why didn't Mueller's family prevent this testimony? Sad. I mean, there are moments where if it were my dad, I'd feel terrible.
Yeah.
I'd feel terrible.
Well, his hearing is not good, clearly. He has to ask for a lot of things to be repeated. You know, it was just unfortunate.
Well, how about when he got contradicted in his own report? He said something the exact opposite.
Yeah, that was not a great moment.
Or you have to tell him what page it is on, and it takes him like 10 minutes to find the page because he's an old man.
Yeah, they asked him, aren't conspiracy and collusion effectively the same word? Don't they mean the same thing? And in the report says, yeah, they effectively mean the same thing. But then he was asked, do they mean the same thing? And he said, no, no. And the congressman said, well, it's right there on, you know, page 93, paragraph 2. It says, yeah, they are the same thing. What?
Well, then
he repeated it. Then he said, I stand by the report.
So unless he was a lot sharper 6 months ago when he was wrapping up the report, he wasn't the guy writing the report and making the big decisions.
I tell you what, by the end of this second hearing today, the Schiff show, I think everybody involved is going to be just wishing it would end.
Hey, was there anything decent from the very final comments there, Hansen? Because they just wrapped up. So this is the end of the first hearing then. So now it's lunch break. The whole House Judiciary Committee thing is over and in the books for the historians to enjoy. And now then Adam Schiff is going to, with his tiny little thin pencil neck.
Oh, it's like a soda straw.
Going to roll in there and take over. Luckily, after we're off the air.
Yes.
He is not a long ball hitter.
What a critique. It was James Madison, but.
If I woke up tomorrow morning and all of this had been a bizarre dream, I would think, oh, okay.
What a weird dream. I got to stop eating spicy food.
Yeah, yeah.
No more cheese at wine for me.
So yeah. If you're in the mood, I have an astounding tale of crime and punishment and justice, or we can certainly get to it tomorrow. We have some more good clips from the hearing. Because believe it or not, there have been some, you know, some highlights or dramatic moments and the rest of it.
It's like a lot of the streaming shows now. It's like two or three episodes too long. You could have done it in six episodes, not eight.
Right.
We probably have the biggest point for Trump haters. We'll play that for you coming up after the break. The biggest point of the day that will be used maybe in campaign ads. So, we got this text, Bugles. Bugles are awesome with wine. You might want to try that.
I've never bugled. That is a delicious, salty snack.
Also,
I haven't had a bugle in ages.
I'll probably tell this story tomorrow because we're busy with this historic day. I finally snapped-ish. I didn't actually snap, but I said something, and I had restrained myself from saying anything to any of the lifeguards at the community pool enforcing these stupid rules on all the children.
You had refrained?
I had refrained. I'd never said anything all the last several years. I'd never said a thing.
Okay.
But I finally did say something, which was sarcastic. It didn't need to be said. The guy's just doing his job. I was going to go back today and apologize.
I'll tell the story tomorrow. You said something. Did you say it forcefully? Did you yell it or did you say it, Mr. Armstrong? Answer the question.
Well, to me, it was not that forceful or loud, but you and my wife both point out that I'm much more forceful and loud than I think I am.
Did you say it to him, or was he just able to hear what you had said?
I would say this to your comments.
I said it to him, and then my son said when we got home, that guy looked at you like you were a crazy person.
Did they have to close the pool?
Can I hang they with your sons, please?
They didn't close the pool, no, so that's good. Make all the kids get out of the water.
I would say like a top-quality gas stovetop. The heat comes quickly.
But I'm in the right. I just didn't need to. I mean, I'm right and they're wrong.
Yeah.
But
make sure you tell them that when you apologize.
Always the best part of any apology.
Now, keeping in mind that I was right all along, I shouldn't have raised my voice you were wrong.
And I'll get into the details tomorrow, but I talked about this over the last couple of years. I'm concerned for society. It's bad for the kids to think all of these things are dangerous. It's bad to have so many rules that they're clearly stupid and even the kids know it. So they ignore the real rules. That's the problem. What's the saying about dumb laws ruin all laws? It bothers me that there are people in their teens and 20s that think that this is normal. That this is normal to have all these rules for normal childhood behavior. I think it's damaging to society. That's why it bothers me.
On normal days, we have a freedom-loving quote of the day early on in the show. But we're covering the clown show this morning in Congress. And if we had done it, indeed, it would have been this one submitted by OG in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. It's an interesting quote from Muhammad Abda, who I don't know what he does or who he is. But here's your quote. The purpose of instituting laws is to prevent that which disturbs order, disrupts the structure of society, harms individual interests, and detracts from public welfare. If laws do not serve this purpose, then they are but empty burdens thrown on the shoulders of the people. Indeed, we should see them as merely widening the sphere of corruption and increasing instances of injustice. Which is kind of a long and fancy way of saying what Tom Jefferson said, the government governs best which governs least. And now we've gone in exactly the other direction, the micromanagement of the American people. It makes me nuts. And I assume you're gripe with something of that.
Just ridiculous. Ridiculous. And we're making, and the other part of it is we're making kids crazy. There are now some studies that show that all of this is what's causing the unprecedented anxiety in kids and teenagers.
I guarantee that's true.
We're ruining people's brains with all this. It isn't just a minor thing.
Right.
That's why it gets me upset. It's a big deal.
Yes.
About our culture. But anyway, I'll talk more about that tomorrow. We do have...
And by browbeating a young person till they wept, you were going to write that wrong.
But he was right.
I don't think good that's point. What happened. Key moment from this historic day coming up. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-903-5962. 800-903-5962. 800-903-5962. Again, that's 800-903-5962. Paid for by NPS.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win because $5,000 a week for life is guaranteed to be awarded on August 30th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. August 30th, you could win $5,000 a week for life. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/27. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory, with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Okay, I've been bouncing around the channels, seeing how other people are parsing this clip we're about to play from today's Mueller hearing. They're parsing it about the same way Joe and I was. We're probably going to parse it. It's interesting that this is a big enough news deal that your ABCs, your NBCs, your CBSs got away from their normal shows and brought in their big anchors and you know, did wall-to-wall commercial-free coverage. And I imagine they will continue to do that through the day with the Intelligence Committee as it comes up with Adam Schiff in just a little bit. But this is the clip that's getting most of the attention as I bounce around the channels. I think have you seen any of the parsing of this clip yet?
I don't know.
Because I have, and I'm just
not sure what clip it is.
I'm interested if you're going to parse it the same way. I think you will parse it the exact same way.
Okay.
Even without the, because I would have.
Okay. Very mysterious.
here we go. It doesn't matter who's asking the question, right? Doesn't matter.
You could charge the President of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left. Could you charge the president with a crime after he left office?
Yes.
You believe that he committed, you could charge the president of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
I had a sloppy start to that. There was a bit of a redundancy there.
I think
there.
We caught the gist.
Well, it might be worth listening to again. Let's make sure we get this right before we start our parsing.
Could you charge the president with a crime after he left office?
Yes.
You believe that he committed, you could charge the president of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
Oh, that was the stumble that makes it impossible to know what old man Mueller, who is half deaf, thought he was answering. You think the president committed, you think you could charge the president with, those are two completely different questions.
Well,
you could charge the president with maltreatment of zoo animals after he leaves office. And you could.
And was it, are you philosophically asking, is it possible to charge a president once they leave office is different than, could you charge this president when he individually leaves office?
And I'll tell you what, so on CNN, they all agree, clearly, the questioner meant, are you going to charge President Trump when he leaves office?
Right.
And on Fox, they're saying he clearly meant, could you hypothetically charge a president if they committed a crime when you leave office?
Is that a thing, as the kids say?
I don't know which he intended, but we also don't know which Mueller thought he was answering. I don't know on both ends.
Well, and it was the stumble in the middle that really makes it crazy. Where he, throws out a sentence fragment. Do you think the president committed, could you charge the president with obstruction after he, well, yeah, in theory, sure.
Maybe, it's possible.
I could charge him with maltreatment of zoo animals.
Did that guy catch himself and think, no, wait, that's too specific. I need to make this vague. Maybe he caught himself and intentionally made it more vague so you could have this conversation and CNN could say, well, obviously what he meant is, are you going to charge Donald Trump when he leaves office? And Mueller said yes.
My belief is that if he had finished that sentence fragment, Mueller would have said, I'm not going to answer that question. And so he realized midway through, no, he had to keep it vague, as you now, just suggested.
Now that we all know what we're talking about, should we hear it again?
Oh, why not?
It's not very long.
Could you charge the president with a crime after he left office?
Yes.
You believe that he committed, you could charge the president of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
And is it the or a? I mean, do you mean the current president or do you mean a president? Because that's not actually something that's been settled. There are Justice Department guidelines, but that's never been tested at the Supreme Court level.
Right.
So nobody knows for certain even whether or not that's true. They're operating with the idea that you can't. Those are the guidelines, and that's what Mueller said he's operating on. But nobody knows if that's actually true. And,
yeah.
And hopefully we never put that to the have to put that to the test. But so I don't know. Did he ask Mueller? I don't know. But I will tell you,
you know
on
what
CNN,
we need, Jack, another hearing.
Well,
so we gloss
what
over
are you trying to do?
A hearing.
We glossed over who asked it first. It was a Republican asking that. Does knowing that, it makes it seem unlikely he was trying to lead him into saying, yes, I could do that.
That is a good point. Makes it even more mysterious what the hell he was trying
to do. Yeah, I don't know. Does that make it more likely he was saying A or they? I don't know.
Well, let's keep in mind how few people watch CNN and MSNBC as they attempt to spin the answer one way or the other. I'd like to hear the old feller clarify what he meant by that. But
yeah.
You'd think at the end of the hearing you'd have a decent... What is it, 5 hours? Or three or two? Or I
between the two of them?
Yeah.
It's got to be 4 or 5 hours.
Right, exactly. You'd think by the end of that you'd have a decent idea what the hell he's talking about. Apparently, no.
One interesting thing...
Too much to ask.
Tucker Carlson points this out all the time. So CNN, you got 8 people up there and they all have the same opinion. What's the point of having an 8-person panel of people that all think the same thing?
Do you agree? Yes, 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 yes.
But anyway,
you got a handsome white guy, you got a handsome black guy, you got a blonde-haired girl with nice boobs, you got like a red-haired girl with nice boobs. I think it's mostly the visual.
It could be the diversity of looks,
hotties,
as opposed to opinion.
And then one kind of dignified-looking guy to act as if he knows what he's talking about.
But anyway, we've set you up for your enjoyable day of cable news viewing, because that is going to be the discussion all day long.
Yo.
Have a good time with that. I'm watching SpongeBob with my kids.
Spare me. You know the great liberating thing about this show, doing this show, is if something amounts to nothing, we don't have to pretend it was a big deal to keep you tuned in, like the poor bastards of cable news have to do. They just flog nothing over and over again and act like it's just life-changing.
You know, what
a soul-killing that would be.
One thing I wonder is we always wonder why these people don't coordinate their questioning.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm going to ask this and you ask this. We're building a case. They all start from scratch. But also, is the second committee, did they watch any of the first committee so they can build on some of those answers? You would think they would. But they might not.
Well, I remember there was one hearing in particular to do with Kavanaugh that would have been a great idea to build step by step by step. I'm not sure there's a case to be built here, really. Mm. I think they're just trying to repeat the same talking points over and over again and trying to get the best version of it to trot out then to cable news. And then during the 2020 campaign.
What's in your news that is next, Marshall?
Well, we got the Mueller hearing summary coming up just minutes from now.
In case you mercifully didn't listen to it.
Yeah. What is the summary? I got to think about that myself. I'm going to come up with my own summary.
There you go. Armstrong and Getty.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert, with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about natural alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend is Healing Labs, a CBD oil that goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver results once thought nearly impossible without a prescription. Healing Labs CBD oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Start enjoying your favorite activities with ease. Oh, yeah, Healing Labs CBD has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of Healing Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-3136. 800-605-3136.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
So I'm stealing this from George Stephanopoulos. He's edited down a couple of the questions and answers that are so far the headline out of the Mueller hearings today, at least this first hearing that was in front of the House Judicial Committee. It went like this. I'm sorry, darn it. I need the TV there, Michael. And I've already...
I don't think Stephanopoulos is the one who put this together. I'm sure he's got a staff to...
So can you pot it down, Michael, because I'm going to have to back up where I missed the first question, which is important to
there
the whole
go.
Thing.
There
okay.
you go.
So you ready? Here we go.
People watching over what he was trying to say exactly. Let's show those moments and then talk about it. Here it is.
The Department of Justice policy, the president could be prosecuted for obstruction of justice crimes after he leaves office, is correct?
True.
Could you charge the president with a crime after he left office?
Yes.
You believe that he committed, you could charge the president of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
The reason, again, that you did not indict Donald Trump is because of OLC opinion stating that you cannot indict a sitting president, correct?
That is correct.
The big...
Now, so how do those fit together? The first one from Nadler, I think, clearly was a... In theory, could you charge a president
right.
if they committed a crime after they left office? The second guy, I don't know whether he meant a president or this president. And I don't know which Mueller thought. Again, and the second headline out of the day is Mueller's a very old man who can't hear very well. So what he thought he was answering. So I don't know what the question's intent was, and I don't know what Mueller thought he was answering.
Right.
And then the third one. What was the third one? That was the
Ted Lieu. Just it would be the reason you didn't indict
was because
of the yeah. Right.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know. Trying to nail that down, the cable news channels and all the lawyers and the guests. God, you'd think, as Joe said, in 5 hours of questioning one human being, can we drill down somebody in the second session? George Stephanopoulos, somebody's got to call up the Adam Schiff or whoever and say, okay, we need to drill this down. I'm going to talk really slow. You're an old man. I wouldn't say that, but you don't need to be condescending or mean-spirited. But say, are you talking about President Trump? Let's just talk about President Trump. Let's not talk about presidents in the future or other presidents.
Yeah.
Is President Trump, I don't know how you'd ask it, is President Trump currently in a situation where when he leaves office, you could charge him with a crime?
That's the same hypothetical, though. Yes, mm-hmm. I could, once he leaves right. office, I right. could charge him. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the, yeah.
I need a lawyer who's smarter than me to, but there's a way to ask the question to nail down specifically. The stuff in your report, is that enough to charge Trump when he leaves office?
I think that's the way to frame it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
But, yeah, that's got to get figured. They got to figure that out in the second session. Come on. However many millions of dollars we taxpayers spent and how many hours and everything. Like,
right.
Let's at least get the answer to that question.
How am I more confused after 6 hours of questioning?
That's true. We've come out of this more confused. Let's hear what Marshall's got with his news.
I'm just going to follow up Mueller in the spotlight on Capitol Hill today. During his opening remarks, he cautioned that his answers would, of course, be tempered.
As I said on May 29th, the report is my testimony.
Well, then he was
and
pressed.
I will stay within that text.
Then he was pressed by Democrat Jerry Nadler. Mueller noted that his final report does not exonerate Trump on obstruction of justice.
So the report did not conclude that he did not commit obstruction of justice. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what about total exoneration? Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Now, in fact, your report expressly states that it does not exonerate the president.
It does.
Well, as far as questions of obstruction, though, Mueller agreed with the House Judiciary Committee top Republican Doug Collins, who did stress that President Trump did not try to shut down the investigation.
At any time with the investigation, was your investigation curtailed or stopped or hindered?
No.
And Republican Louie Gohmert arguing since the president was innocent or considered himself to be innocent, there was no way he could have tried to actually obstruct justice.
He knows he's innocent. He's not corruptly acting in order to see that justice is done. What he's doing is not obstructing justice. He is pursuing justice. And the fact that you ran it out 2 years means you perpetuated injustice.
I take your
question. Gentleman's time has expired. The witness may answer the question.
I take your question.
And that might be the great mystery of the day.
Right.
Nobody has any idea what that means.
Right.
That's not an answer.
The good thing is I don't need to know what it means to use it every day in my life, right, the rest of my
is
life.
Is that something right. You can say when you're really pressed on something? You can just say, I take your question, and that ends it? That
the
ends
question
the conversation.
Is mine now. I took it.
Where the hell did that come from?
Hey, getting to something you played earlier. If we're going to play the was he exonerated, right, we should play the Republican who said, let's make this clear. Exonerating is not something you do. That's not the way right. Our justice system works. You're innocent until proven guilty. I don't have to prove myself innocent. You just have right. to prove me guilty. And if you can't, I get to walk free. There's no exonerating. That doesn't happen. Of course, the problem is Trump tweeting over and over, I've been exonerated.
Right.
But you don't exonerate. They never would. You can't. It's an impossibility. So quit acting like it is.
Meanwhile, Republicans like Matt Gaetz accused Mueller of failing to be impartial while carrying out his investigation.
When people associated with Trump lied, you threw the book at them. When Christopher Steele lied, nothing. And so it seems to be that when Glenn Simpson met with Russians, nothing. When the Trump campaign met with Russians, 3,500 words. And maybe the reason why there are these discrepancies in what you focused on is because the team
time
was so biased.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
Pledged to stop Trump.
Jeffries of
California Congressman Tom McClintock, also not convinced the Mueller team was acting impartially.
And it's starting to look like, you know, having desperately tried and failed to make a legal case against the president, you made a political case instead. You put it in a paper sack, lit it on fire, dropped it on our porch, rang the doorbell, and ran.
I don't think you all reviewed a report that is as thorough, as fair, as consistent as the report that we have in front of us.
Then why is contradictory?
Time of the gentleman has expired.
I'm sorry, sir. Did you just compare my 10-month investigation report to a childish prank?
That includes
doorbell ditch with dog excrement?
That includes dog poo. That was Tom McClintock, I think, successfully getting onto the news all day long with
right.
a very big, very colorful comment. Well, there's a couple more points I wanted to make. What was the point? Oh, yep. Mueller is very old.
Yes.
And I don't think was in charge of the Mueller report. That's kind of interesting news for the day. We do not know whether the main reason I think he doesn't think he was answering the question of could I indict this president or charge this president something when he leaves office, because he'd have to know how explosive that is. I mean, if that's what he meant, that right. is a hugely explosive charge. I mean, that is, this president committed a crime, and it's only our weird laws that are protecting him. And the day he's out of office at noon on January 20th of 2021, he is going to be arrested right there on the stand, standing next to the new president. I mean, that would be a huge news story, and I just can't believe that he would offer it up so cavalierly. But we don't know.
And the other thing, too, I hate to say it, because I suffer from it as well. He's obviously hard of hearing, you know? You could tell.
It's not his fault, and that's not a crime in itself, but it makes it pretty... Well, can you bring me that Chuck Todd quote again, Hanson? Chuck Todd, the host of Meet the Press.
Right.
I've got it in front of me. Yeah. On substance, Democrats got what they wanted. That would be the, no, he's not exonerated.
Right.
Yes, I could charge him, however you interpret that.
Right.
So Chuck Todd said, on substance, Democrats got what they wanted, that Mueller didn't charge President Trump. But on optics, this was a disaster. And we live in a time where optics are huge.
That's true.
Optics might be everything, but it was optics a disaster, because Mueller looks confused and very old and all that.
One final note, not dealing with the Mueller report, let us go across the pond. Bojo Boris Johnson is now officially the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. He met with the Queen today. She said, okay, go ahead and form a government. So he is now promising the people that the UK will exit from the European Union in 99 days.
Will he? Really? It happens in 99 days.
That's what he's saying.
Wow, that's going to be a news story when that hits.
Yep.
Is he going to comb his hair now that he's prime minister, or just continue to go with
it? Cap it down. No, I think he's going to leave it the signature, pile.
Seems to be working for him.
Indeed, that's your news.
Signature pile.
Hey, this is exciting, everybody. Yep. Another hearing is going to start here in like 2 minutes.
Yay!
With the same guy and the same questions. Yes!
About a different report, though, right?
Same report, right. Same guy being questioned. Different questioners, but, again, same questions. So that'll start here in a couple of minutes, and if it's exciting, we'll bring it to you live.
I would like him to answer, I refer to you to the previous hearing where I referred
right,
to the report.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no
or
kidding.
I referred to page 32. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Adam Schiff is running this one. The House Intelligence Committee should be fiery, and we'll bring you the opening of it coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, Jim, that workout was fantastic. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Wow, Sue, it's hard to keep up. What's gotten into you? Just a few months ago, you complained of so much discomfort and aches in your knees and joints. Wasn't sure you'd be able to walk without pain, let alone work out. Those prescription meds you're taking must be doing wonders.
Jim, it's not the prescription pain meds. I stopped taking them. The side effects are brutal. I was so frustrated, so I found an alternative that's incredible. Healing Lab CBD oil is a miracle product. It has all the healing benefits without the THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Healing Lab CBD goes to work in just minutes. My inflammation and discomfort are gone, and it doesn't hurt that Healing Labs is giving me a great night's sleep. I've got my life back. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Healing Lab CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-8842, 800-605-8842.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win because $5,000 a week for life is guaranteed to be awarded on August 30th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. August 30th, you could win $5,000 a week for life. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/27. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Attention military service members. If you use dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say keyword win my case. That's #250, keyword win my case. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from the station.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
There ain't no woman gonna. The new Christy Minstrels are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater August 3rd. This hit-making machine won Grammys and spawned the careers of Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes. The new Christy Minstrels, Saturday, August 3rd at 7:30. Get tickets today to relive the heyday of the 60s popular folk trend with the new Christy Minstrels. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else.
When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Thank you for tuning in this historic episode of the Armstrong and Getty Show with the Mueller hearings. There are two of them. Only one has happened so far. The House Judiciary Committee, with Robert Mueller from the Mueller Report being asked questions, and this is the key of the day. If there's anything that matters at all from this, and I'm not thinking there is, but if there is something that matters, it's a couple exchanges like this.
Could you charge the president with a crime after he left office?
Yes.
You believe that he committed, you could charge the president of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
So we're going back and forth. Was the question, could you charge a hypothetical president who committed a crime with that crime after they leave office? And Mueller said, yes, you could. Or did he mean, the stuff that's in your report, is that enough to charge Donald Trump when he leaves office? And Robert Mueller said, yes. Which is it? Okay, we've been trying to nail that down. I think you're going to like this. This is from George Stephanopoulos on ABC just a few moments ago, talking to Dan Abrams, who I've never seen side with the Trump side of an argument ever. He's always arguing with Chris Christie or whoever on whatever show. Dan Abrams hates Donald Trump. He's a legal expert. This is how it goes.
Let me begin with you. If indeed he meant to say what he appeared to say to Ted Lieu right there, he's saying, yes, I have the evidence to prosecute Donald Trump once he left office, that would contradict every move he's made
right
up until this moment about not reaching that judgment.
Right. That would be a bombshell for him to say those words. But for the OLC opinion, we would have indicted Donald Trump. That's not what he was saying. What he was saying was that the OLC opinion ensured that the president could not be indicted, period. And that is what, that's the prism through which they looked at the entire investigation. Now.
So there you go. That's Dan Abrams' interpretation is that. So I don't know where that leaves us. Trust me, I watch a lot of cable news, and Dan Abrams, I've seen him talk on many things. He's never been on the it benefits Trump side of any argument I've ever seen. So I think he's being completely honest about his interpretation of that. We'll see where that goes. Oh, my God. Adam Schiff has just started the next round of hearings with Robert Mueller. He is the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Should we hear a little bit of that?
He didn't come back with one of those old, like, ear cones to help his hearing, though, that I see in Westerns sometimes.
God, I'm worn out, and I don't have to answer the questions. Mueller's got to be exhausted. Anyway, can we hear this?
Who've taken the time to study it is methodical, and it is devastating. For it tells the story of a foreign adversary's sweeping and systematic intervention in a close U.S. presidential election. That should be enough to deserve the attention of every American, as you well point out. But your report tells another story as well. For the story of the 2016 election is also a story about disloyalty to country, about greed, and about lies. Your investigation determined that the Trump campaign, including Donald Trump himself, knew that a foreign power was intervening in our election and welcomed it, built Russian meddling into their strategy, and used it. Disloyalty to country. Those are strong words, but how else are we to describe a presidential campaign which did not inform the authorities of a foreign offer of dirt on their opponent, which did not publicly shun it or turn it away, but which instead invited it, encouraged it, and made full use of it. That disloyalty may not have been criminal, constrained by uncooperative witnesses, the destruction of documents, and the use of encrypted communications. Your team was not able to establish each of the elements of the crime of conspiracy beyond a reasonable doubt, so not a provable crime in any event. But I think maybe something worse. A crime is the violation of law written by Congress. But disloyalty to country violates the very oath of citizenship, our devotion to a core principle on which our nation was founded, that we, the people, and not some foreign power that wishes us ill, we decide who governs us.
Okay, here's what I think is going on here. I'm trying to read the tea leaves here where Adam Schiff's going. Sounds to me like he is willing to concede that, all right, we can't get him legally on this. This is not a court of law, as we have been saying the whole show long. This is all about public opinion. Adam Schiff understands that, and that's why he's not going with what's legal and what's not legal. It's what is loyal and what is not loyal to America. He's going to try to make arguments that he's guilty of not being loyal, which is not a crime, but, you know, politically could have some damage. So I think that's what this hearing is going to be about. We'll see.
Who governs us? This is also a story about money, about greed and corruption, about the leadership of a campaign willing to compromise the nation's interest, not only to win, but to make money at the same time. About a campaign chairman indebted to pro-Russian interests who tried to use his position to clear his debts and make millions. About a national security advisor using his position to make money from still other foreign interests. And about a candidate trying to make more money than all of them put together through a real estate project that to him was worth a fortune, hundreds of millions of dollars, and the realization of a lifelong ambition, a Trump Tower in the heart of Moscow.
Wow, I'm going to be interested to see if he's got any way to build the case that that's what's behind the whole thing.
The sequel's off to a better start than the original.
Yeah, he's going with a completely different thing. It's about Trump trying to get a building built in Russia, and that's why he was working with the Russians. I'll be interested to see what they present for that evidence throughout the hearing, and we'll have the highlights on the next Armstrong and Getty Show.
It is now my incredible privilege to present
final thoughts with
these morons,
Armstrong and Getty.
You have to listen to that closely, but those are all Trump's words. That's Donald Trump. I'm your host for Final Thoughts to Do. As Joe's decided to abandon the show on this historic day. I'm your host. Let's get a final...
Too much history.
Yes,
too much history. Warm up.
Right.
Let's get a final thought from Marsha Phillips.
Well, I got to tell you, I watch these hearings as they go on. And I have to say, as you pointed out earlier, bad optics. Very bad optics for Mr. Mueller. I mean, he looked confused. He didn't look authoritarian. He just, it was sad.
It didn't do his legacy any good.
No,
there's no doubt about that. And then, of course, the question, did it change one person's vote in America?
Right.
I don't know. Let's get a final thought from Michelangelo, our board operator.
I'll take your question. I need to go do something 4 hours long that is fun and exciting to balance out the government hearing I just was a part of.
Oh, yeah. My God. And there's another 3-4 hours of
yep.
this one?
Yep.
Holy crap. Final thought from Positive Sean.
Hey, if you're tired of watching all the hearings, you can watch me watch the trailer of the A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, where Tom Hanks plays beloved Mr. Rogers. That is available on ArmstrongandGetty.com. Trailer time with Positive Sean. Everybody's talking about it.
And my final thought, Jack Armstrong, co-host of the Armstrong and Getty Show, is I'm hoping that if the needle doesn't move, if similar to after the Mueller report, polls come out showing nobody really changed their mind at all, maybe Congress will catch on and think, you know what, these hearings are not working, they're not doing anything for us, and they'll just stop doing them all the time. They're generally dog and pony shows. They're media events. They're 100% a media event created to have a political effect on people's opinions. And if they don't move the needle, maybe they'll go away. And wouldn't that be a grand thing?
And isn't a lot of it, though, just playing to the home team? You're playing hey, look at me, voters, I'm radiant.
Everybody tries to have a moment that will get on their local news back in their district. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday. We'll have highlights of this one for you tomorrow. See you then. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
So look, on optics, this was a disaster.
But he... Armstrong.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.